Grammar, grammatic. What is extremely simplified grammar?
These are some rules, which, excluding exceptions, will help you to understand grammar. You will be able to build sentences that will be correct, at least for the most regular of words.
Plural of n nouns.
If the last letter is a, then change it to or. If the last letter is any other letter, then it is er or are. You have to learn it by heart.
Plural of et nouns.
If the last letter is a vowel, then add n. If it is a consonant, then the plural is the same as the singular form.
Regular verb forms in perfect tense.
If the present tense form ends in or, then change this to at. If present tense form ends in er, then replace ending with t. If the verb ends in anything else, then add tt.
Feel and gt, felt.
Mor och tecken gt, mått.
Preterite, verbs which end in r in the present.
Remove the final r and add dom.
Dance and gt, danced.
Dansa och tecken gt, dansade.
Preterite, verbs that end in er in the present.
If the root of the verb ends in a voiceless consonant, p, t, k, s, then remove r and add t, otherwise add dom.
Rings and gt, rang, reads and gt, read.
Ring rocktecken gt, ringde, läs rocktecken gt, läste.
Preterite, verbs whose infinitive ends in a vowel other than a.
Adde.
Feel and gt, felt, believe and gt, believed.
Må och tecken gt, mådde, tro och tecken gt, trodde.
Negating an adjective.
Add o to the beginning of the word.
Believable and gt, unbelievable.
Trolig och tecken gt, otrolig.
Adjective, comparative.
Add o to the end, excluding irregular adjectives.
Holy and gt, holier.
Helig och tecken gt, heligar.
Adjective, superlative.
Add us to the end, excluding irregular adjectives.
Holy and gt, holiest.
Helig och tecken gt, heligaste.
Adverb from an adjective.
Add t to the end of an adjective.
Quick and gt, quickly.
Snabb och tecken gt, snabbt.
Noun from a verb.
Most commonly add else to the end.
To understand and gt, understanding.
Förstå och tecken gt, förståelse.
Declarative clauses in present tense.
Subject plus verb in present plus the rest, e.g., object.
I like grammar.
Jag gillar grammatik.
Question word questions in present tense.
Question word plus verb in present plus subject plus the rest.
Why do you like grammar?
Varför gillar du grammatik?
Negation in present tense.
Subject plus verb in present plus inte plus the rest of the sentence.
He does not like grammar.
Han gillar inte grammatik.
Do questions.
Verb plus subject plus rest of sentence, e.g., object.
Does she like grammar?
Gillar hon grammatik?
Declarative clauses in future tense.
Subject plus ska plus infinitiva verb plus the res.
They will like grammar.
De ska gilla grammatik.
Negation in future tense.
Subject plus ska plus inte plus infinitiva verb plus the res.
Your dog is not going to like grammar.
Din hund ska inte gilla grammatik.
Are you having trouble finding the right word?
Write using other words or use a word you know in a similar language. If you think about it, you know a lot of such words.
What is the best way to learn grammar?
Learn a lot of correct sentences as examples and then learn the rules from these.